Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out Five Reasons YouTube channel, Dono Daily, every single day. I'll be restarting Starting Nine next week to coincide with us ramping up for Hurricanes and Dolphin season, but also, we'll do some Heat coverage. I do that a couple times a week at 9 a.m., so make sure that you hit the like and subscribe buttons. Also, fivereasonsports.com, spell that one out. You get the latest takeaways from Brady Hawk and others. Brady's got a great article on there right now about a different way to use BAM. I actually want to bring Brady on when he's back from his, was that an approved vacation? Is he allowed to take vacation? But basically, he did a really good article before he left. So we're going to bring him on to talk about that when he is back. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. We mention this one all the time. It's our fantasy sponsor. It's Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com or the Google Play Store or the App Store. Use the code 5. Get your initial deposit matched up to $100. The NFL props are up. The college football props are up. Okay, so you can do football. If you're not a baseball fan, we know that not as many signups in South Florida lately because the Marlins are a disaster, but you can still play the football and get yourself ready for basketball season. So go to Prize Picks, use the code FIVE, get your initial deposit matched up to $100. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Illustrious. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. Night off for Greg Sylvander. He'll be back on Thursday. Get well, Greg. Alex and I today we're gonna take a pause from the top five episodes. We did a top five episode about the top five Pat Riley mistakes, which Greg and Alex, I forced the two of them to do that together so Pat doesn't get mad at me. Then we did also a top five episode of most underrated players in Heat history. I went with Mario Chalmers, and I believe that Greg went with Dan Majerle, but we had some others in our top five list. So tonight, what we're going to do is, again, we're going to depart from that. If you're following our Off the Floor feed, we've put some other top five suggestions on there. We hope you subscribe there. $3.05 per month. We take episodes directly from that feed, as well as providing our own information there that we don't necessarily provide on Twitter or the podcast. But tonight, we're just going to talk about Tyler Hero. And look, lists give everybody something to talk about. Some of them are sillier than others. But this one list gave us an opportunity to kind of put Tyler into some perspective. He had a weird emoji on Twitter today. I don't know if that had any, or he posted a weird emoji. I don't know if that had anything to do with this particular list. Probably not. But basically, Hoops Hype, when I think it was Michael Scotto who did it, they went through and ranked the top 25 two guards in the NBA. And I think it's, again, an interesting exercise, Alex, because it gives us a sense of where sort of Tyler should fit at his age in terms of maybe what the contract should be, maybe how the Heat should value him. So we're going to go through the list and let's before we get to Tyler, let's just go through some of the selections that, you know, that they had here. So number one, Devin Booker. Number two, Donovan Mitchell. Of course, which we've talked about a lot this offseason. Number three, Jaylen Brown. I might differ with the two and the three there, but we can have a conversation about that. Number four, Zach LaVine, who re-signed with Chicago. And number five, the guy who I think is going to be probably number one here in a couple of years, Anthony Edwards of Minnesota. Do you have any issue with the list as it is, the top five?
It's a weird list. First of all, is Harden not a shooting guard anymore?
That is a good question. Did they
lower
have
on this list?
Well, okay, here's the weird thing, because I guess they're not considering him one because they have the other guard, and we'll get to where he's ranked, Tyrese Maxey, on the two guard list.
Yeah, okay. So that's definitely what it is then.
Right. So they put Harden at the one, which, okay, based on assist counts, I guess you could say that he handles the ball most of the time. I think most people would still classify James as a two.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that was just probably his listed position when he was on the Sixers. I wouldn't be surprised. But I don't have a problem knowing that, because I was wondering if it was just shots at Harden and he was going to come up later in the list or something. But no, I don't really have an issue for that. And also, just to clear things up, it's an aggregate ranking of people who write or work for Hoops Hype. It's not just Scotto, but just wanted to point that out. So it's an average and aggregate of multiple people. But I think the list so far is good.
All right. So here's how I would look at it. One through five, I understand putting Devin first. Obviously, he had a breakout season. His performance at the tail end of the playoffs is a little troubling, I think. But obviously, they were the number one seed in the league for a while. You could argue he was their best player. I mean, some would argue that Chris Paul was their MVP. I would argue that it was Booker this year. Donovan second. Here's what I think. I would have Jalen ahead of Donovan. And for me, because Donovan doesn't defend anymore. And Jalen plays both ways. So I would honestly flip the two of them. I would go with Brown second, which is also an interesting conversation because, you know, Jalen Brown's been tossed into these Kevin Durant rumors. And you know, you're talking about a guy who, you know, maybe the second best two guard in the league. I think LaVine at four is fair. But again, I think putting Anthony Edwards at five is fine for now. I think Anthony Edwards is going to be one by the end of next year. That's just the way that I view it. But I just want to mention one other guy. Well, just before you go, Alex, I want to mention one other guy who's just right outside the top five.
Yep.
Which is Bradley Beal.
Exactly where I was going. And the more that I look at this list, now that I have, you know, have had it in front of me for a couple of minutes, I think I actually do have an issue with this top six now that we've set up. If this is something that's projecting forward, right? Like maybe projecting that Anthony Edwards, for example, is going to be better than Bradley Beal next season, that's a different story. If this is just a straight up rankings from what we've seen so far, and you know, not necessarily a team building question or anything like that, I think it's kind of disrespectful. And I understand Beal had a down year, and it's not just about him. Like I don't know. I think I disagree with a couple more things here now that I'm, you know, thinking about it a little bit more. First of all, your Donovan Jalen thing, I understand preferring Jalen Brown to Donovan. I would prefer Donovan. I just think the level of creation and responsibility is something that Jalen hasn't even really sniffed as an, you know, offensive player. Not that he doesn't have big responsibility as a scorer and, you know, somewhat of a playmaker for the Celtics, but we saw his limits, his flaws. Not that he can't get past them and grow, but I think Mitchell, for the type of offense that he, you know, the load that he shoulders, where it's pretty much just pick and roll and, you know, a little bit of Mitchell help. I mean, Mike Conley helping you out. I just... like Mitchell has had to do a whole lot there, and he's just such an efficient player considering, like, I think he wasn't even supposed to be that guy coming out of college. So I would personally take Mitchell. Then not only that, I don't think it would be a hot take to say to take like LaVine and Beal over Jalen Brown. I'm not saying I'm going to take them over Jalen Brown, for example, but I just think this is a little bit closer. Right. And I think I would take all of those guys right now over Anthony Edwards. And I like Anthony Edwards too. I think, like, projecting forward, he could definitely be like number one as soon as, you know, the end of next season, for all I know, right? With the type of athleticism and talent that he has, he's one of those who I wouldn't be surprised if is just, you know, makes a leap like every other year. So, but just for right now, I think a lot of these guys are ahead of him. And I think this is closer than I was originally thinking about.
Well, here's what I think about this. I think that as we look at the rest of this list, I think there are six guys that are above the rest of the league. And I think that you can kind of order them any way you like, to a certain degree. But I do think when we start to get to seven and beyond on this list, there is a clear drop off. So
I think McCollum is a little bit worse than these other guys we talked about.
Yeah. And they don't even have McCollum seven. So we'll get to him in a second. But like, to me, it's these six. But I think that, like I said, I think the guy they have number five is ultimately going to be number one. But I think right now putting these as the top six is fine. I do want to mention one more sponsor, and then we're going to get to more of this list and where Tyler Hero shows up. And we talk about this one all the time as well. And it's based in Boca Raton, but they can service all of South Florida. It's Water Cleanup of Florida. If you're a South Florida property owner with an insurance claim, you're dealing with water, mold, or fire damage, you got to reach out to Michael Robert and his team up in Boca Raton. They'll handle any size disaster. They'll make the process painless and hassle-free when you deal with your cleanup and insurance claim. They are a licensed building contractor. You can reach Michael at 954-579-0356. That's 954-579-0356. Again, Michael can handle everything for you, but when he can't, and here's the thing I love about them is they'll tell you, okay, we had a job at my family's house that they came over and they said, this is not really the job for us. they weren't going to just take the money. Okay. They made sure that they let you know what they could do and they couldn't do, but most jobs, most disasters, they can handle. Okay. So reach out to Michael and his team, 954-579-0356. We don't have Greg today, so I will just say it myself. If you've got the schmutz, they got the guts. All right, so let's get to the rest of this list here. Because when I mention a clear drop-off, all right, and this is no disrespect, but they have DeJounte Murray seventh. I'm not even sure DeJounte Murray is a two guard. I mean, they basically have him playing with Trae Young. So I guess because Trae's considered a point, but DeJounte was the primary ball handler with the Spurs. Then CJ McCollum eight. I would put him ahead of Murray. And then we haven't gotten to Tyler Hero yet, but we get to another Kentucky guard, Tyrese Maxey, who they have listed as a two guard at nine. And then we're going to stop at 10. So don't go further. Desmond Bane, who I think we all liked for the Heat in the draft a couple of years ago, they have at 10. I'll just ask you first about the order here before we get into whether these are the right guys. Are you okay with the order? Murray, McCollum. I could argue McCollum could be with that top six, so I would put him ahead of Murray. Maxey at nine and Bane at 10.
Yeah, so I think McCollum is definitely closer to Beal, but then I don't know, man. DeJounte Murray is a really good player. He's a really good player, not just because of, you know, his elite skill, which is defense. Like, he has just gotten to become just a very good offensive player in general, despite not being a dead-eye shooter or anything like that. He is just very effective, and he is consistently productive, efficient, and a very good playmaker, despite, you know, just not that much talent on these past couple of years of Spurs team. So I'm not mad at the order, to be honest, even though if somebody wants to say McCollum or Murray are better than Bradley Beal right now after the year that Beal had, you know, that's fair. Again, I don't know that Anthony Edwards is better than all these guys right now. So again, I'm high on him. I just think all these guys have kind of, you know, been doing it for more seasons, are more polished at this point, even though Edwards had a nice first rounder in the playoffs where he kind of showed out. Other than that, after we get past number eight is when we see, I think, the real drop off. Okay. I'm not even trying to take shots at Maxey or Bane here, right? Cause this is getting to the good stuff now when we're comparing to Tyler Hero.
Okay. So let's jump ahead then, because let's get to the next two.
Okay.
To me, this is a classification. Now I'm with you that the time. Okay. So let's extend it to eight. Okay. Cause McCollum to me is that there's a cutoff there. Okay. You're really talking about 9 through 12 here, which is, then here's how they have them ranked: Maxey, Bane, Jordan Poole. And then at 12, right ahead of Klay Thompson, which is complicated because obviously Klay's resume is a lot better. Klay's at 13. Let's just take these four. Is this fair first to put Tyler in this group? And then is it fair after that to have him last among this group?
It's definitely fair to have him in this group. I think he's right there. And look, like, if you want to order them that way, I don't think it's that crazy. I just personally disagree. I don't think Maxey should be above these guys. And I like Tyrese Maxey's game. Like, you know me, I'm not necessarily a fan of the Sixers at all, but I think, you know, I like his game. I think between him and Desmond Bane, those are the two guys that most of Heat Twitter wanted during the 2021 draft when they ended up with Precious. And so it's kind of fitting that they end up both right in front of Tyler. And I just think, I'm more okay with it with Desmond Bane. I think Desmond Bane, despite not being as much of a creator as Tyler, did have a pretty big offensive load when you consider all the stuff he did off the catch, the fact that he's an elite shooter, he's a very good defender. Like, I just think he's a damn good player. So understanding people who might want to prefer Tyler there, I could see it both ways with Desmond Bane. I just think, you know, they're different type of players. I think Tyler is more of a shot creator. So, like I said, different players, but I think Desmond Bane in his second year already is kind of an elite role player. I think Maxey could get there, but Maxey, you know, unlike Hero, doesn't have that offensive load. And I think he was a very good role player for the Sixers last season, but I don't think he's at the level that Bane was for the Grizzlies because he was doing it on two ends. Whereas Maxey is, you know, I think he's an okay defender. He was supposed to be really good coming out of college, and I don't think he's been all that. and he is probably going to be a better defender than Tyler. But again, I think all of this is closer than people might assume. The pool one is where it gets really interesting. And look, man, all of these guys, I was comparing Bane, pool, Maxi, trying to go through their numbers to Hero. And it just reaffirmed my thoughts that all these guys are more or less in a similar tier here. And I just think it's a matter of preference, right? I think Hero and Pool have the most similarities in terms of play style, right? I think they both and role, really, because they were both six men for very good teams that went far, very much one-sided when it comes to what they're contributing, where their biggest impacts are. You know, it's just kind of these somewhat flashy but very efficient young two guards who were in the same draft, by the way. I think Poole was about 15 picks after Tyler, more or less. And again, it's a preference thing. Like, I think Poole has the longer wingspan, so people will point to that and say, even though he's not a good defender, he's got that that'll make it a little bit easier to make him adequate. So again, like, my list, if I had to put these guys into a four, you know, a list of four, I just think Poole is probably at the end. Actually, no, Maxi's at the end. Pool will be number 11. And then I'll be going back and forth between Hero and Bane. But the fact that I think having all of them over Clay is reasonable for the, you know, the year that he just had, I don't know if that's going to last. So we'll see how Clay responds. But yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I think it's kind of close.
Well, and I think there's another guy on the list a little bit down, like Jalen Green, who I think in a couple of years may jump ahead a couple of these guys. But here's how I would have this list. I think it's unfair to have Tyler below Maxi at this stage. And I this feels to me like a little bit of a projection. But let's go based on accomplishment. Tyler Hero just won Sixth Man of the Year for a team that was the number one seed in the East. I mean, I obviously the playoffs diminished his season. There's no question about that, even before he got hurt. But he's accomplished something significant. Maxi has not to this stage. I mean, he had a breakout year, but his breakout year was not as good as Tyler Hero's year. Now, Poole is complicated because Poole is playing with other great players out there in the backcourt, which in some ways helps him and in other ways hurts his overall production. He did just win a championship, although he was not the driving force for that particular championship. He did show up better than Hero did in the playoffs. I think if you ask most GMs around the league, they'd probably be split on the two of them. I think Desmond Bane... I love Desmond Bane. Okay. And I love what he provides. And I wish that the Heat had taken him. We talked about him before the draft. He's just got a Heat body. He would have come right in and he would have been a shooter and all the rest of that stuff. I understand the precious pick, sort of. Obviously, they got Lowry for it. It ended up working out to a degree, although the idea of Precious and Bam playing together never made a hell of a lot of sense. I like Bane, but I feel like Maxi and Hero have higher upsides. I think Bane had a better season than Maxi, but I'm having a hard time putting Tyler behind these guys with what he accomplished this year. I mean, he basically was the tire catalyst on the Heat bench this season, and helped carry them through long stretches. He was reasonably consistent this year. He shot 40% from three, and I understand he's not a great defender, but neither are a couple of these other guys. Like you said, like, Maxi is a defensive projection more than he really is a defender, and kind of the same with Poole. So I actually think this is unfair to Tyler. I would have Tyler at 9 or 10, but I think the overall point that we're making here is he's in this tier, and this tier is going to get paid. Like, Desmond Bane is going to get paid, right? Poole is going to get paid. Oh, did Poole get paid already?
I feel like Bane does more offensively than I was letting on, too. Like, I think when it came down to it, he was kind of either the second or third option for them in the playoffs. So, and he's going to be, you know, even more. That it was just his second season. But, yeah, all of these guys are going to get paid. So, I think this it is really good to, you know, put it into perspective when you're just comparing Tyler to really his peers.
All right, we're going to go through in a second just the list under it just to see if there's anybody that – we think got shafted. Before we do, I want to tell you about another sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN. That's 5RSN. Get 25% off the tincture, the gummies, the sports cream. That's at therapistpreferred.com. Again, use the code 5RSN. You get 25% off the best CBD to help you recover and help you sleep. All right, real quick here. I'm just going to go through and just tell me if any of these guys have a chance to jump into the top 10. Okay. Just real quick, just yes or no. Klay Thompson next year.
Chance. Yeah.
Gary Trent.
Probably not, even though he could be right outside it because he's a nice two-way shooting guard.
Yeah, I like him too, but I don't think he's top 10. Jalen Green?
Not next season.
This is an interesting one because he just got an extension. So if we're going to make an argument about Tyler getting an extension, this is a good guy to look at. Anthony Simons.
Jalen Green got an extension?
No, I'm talking about Anthony Simons.
Oh, that is a good one. That is a good, because it's another guy who's very much all offense and is a great shot creator, great shooter. I don't think he's going to get into the top 10, but I think he could definitely climb up because he's going to be, I think he's going to have the ball in his hand. He's going to be the number two for the Blazers. And I think they're going to be sneaking around that play-in for most of the season.
This guy just got paid too. I like him also. Lu Dort.
Not top 10, but he's obviously a very different player than the guys we talked about.
Bogdan Bogdanovic.
No.
Seth Curry.
No.
And Alex Caruso.
Absolutely not. No, he's a good player. He's a good player, but no.
Probably not. All right. So we have Tyler. I think both of us kind of in that 9 to 12 range, maybe a little bit closer to 9 or 10. You know what those players get paid? About $25 million a year. All right. Thanks to Alex. Thanks to our sponsors, therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. Prize Picks, use the code 5FIVE. And check out Water Cleanup of Florida on your internet. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.